You know, trying to get into local government and public education has given me a genuine fear of being found out. And it's only because I've done a really shitty job of keeping my identity secret. And even admitting this now, it just makes me feel super vulnerable at times. But I want to make it clear that any of the adult work or adult entertainment work that I've done, I don't see it as a lesser part of me. At all. I don't see it as a negative alter ego. And I think I need to say that to myself, because I know it's true. But it's also nice saying it out loud. You know, a part of me is just like, okay, you start to invest more time into trying getting involved in local government. Like, if you get outed by somebody, or, you know, like, or maybe lose a job or something down the line because of the work, like, fuck it. It is what it is. You can't take it back. And then another part of me is a little afraid, only because of, like, the financial ramifications it could have on my family. But I don't really listen to that second voice, because I do genuinely feel like it's just not a mistake, and people are gonna have to get used to people like me. It might not happen in my lifetime, honestly, or it might. Like I said, look, there's I forgot her name. Let me look it up while I'm recording. There is a politician, I think she was somewhere up northeast, that used an OnlyFans to fund her campaign. And let me find her name. And I think that is so cool. Yeah, former stripper running for Congress starts OnlyFans account. This was back in this article from the Daily Mail is from April 15th of 2022. Alexandra Hunt. Like, that's why I feel like I can't back down, and I really do want to continue to see what cracks I can get to in local government, because I mean, my credentials, as much as I have real life experience, I don't have the degrees to back it up in order to get me somewhere, get me higher up faster, I guess. But like, seeing that and knowing that I can still, like, if I show as a person who's been in something that's, like, believe it or not, so underground, but has a moral compass, has the desire to create a better networking in communities, in my community mainly. I think that's a good thing. I just wish it wasn't so fucking scary. I think I'm just running with things in my head. You know, even, you know what, no, part of it is because, you know, the father of my kids, when he was angry at me one day, he was telling me, he's like, what if the people at your job find your materials that you've put out there? And I mean, I shrugged it off when he said it, but I mean, I think that's part of the anxieties I'm having right now. And, like, having applied for certain positions and going through background checks, digital footprints. I've always done a really good job at living through as many living through my anxiety several times over before anything really happens. Okay, so that's I'm done talking about that because there's nothing I can really do. I know what I want. Like, you know, I had my kids 20 and 21. Oh, I'm on another subject now, but like, am I really? I never thought that I would have kids. I thought having kids was like this grotesque idea. And you know, I didn't have kids because I was like adult enough to be like, oh yeah, I would love to have children and be there for them for the rest of my life. Now, I ended up at a very young age finding a man who decided that having kids is just what you do in order to be an adult, and he didn't want to be alone. He was already in his approaching his 30s, and that was just his way of ensuring what he wanted to get, that he could get it. But I've always had that mentality of like not thinking that I wasn't capable of liking being around children, of caring, or even caring for other children that aren't my own. Shit, I feel like I'm mumbling. And like, I just, with the recent job that I've had, I realized that was wrong. And you know, it made me think of my mom. Because my mom, especially when I was in school, like every time she came around, my friends, all my classmates would just flock to her. Like, as much as romantically her life was always shit, she deserved so much better. When it came to being a mom, as even though she wasn't perfect, she just like, she was very nurturing. And I never thought I could be that. I always thought I was the opposite of my mother. But I'm finding that that's not true. And I just find that kind of comforting now that she's pretty much gone. Like, when I look at her, she's not my mom. Like, dementia's just... Fuck. Dementia makes me feel like an asshole, is what it makes me feel like. Like, I'm remembering my mother like she's dead. But she's not dead yet, even though she looks like she's on the brink of it. Acts like she's on the brink of it. Like, I don't know how to feel about that. But, like, in my head, I thought, I think she'd be happy knowing that, you know, it turns out I wasn't, like, such a trunchbull. That I was actually more like Miss Honey. I don't know. I remember once my cousin and I, in order to try and earn more money, we offered to watch this woman's three kids who are like, I think they were triplets. I don't know if they were like 6 years old or 7 years old. Anyway, the house was a mess. We lost control very fast. I had to call my mom, and she ended up watching the kids for the remainder of the evening. But I don't know why I'm talking about that. Oh fuck. Oh my god. Fucking memories, man. I mean, that happened when I was like maybe 11 or 12. And I think that was also another thing that solidified in my head that I was like, you know what? Nope. I can't deal with kids. I don't give a shit. But you know, now, happy to say, even though I'm not 100%, like, no one's ever gonna be 100%, like, but I'm proud of some of the maturing that I've done. I think I just need to put it that way. I'm proud of it. I'm going to take every opportunity I can to positively talk at or like to myself. And these days, I'm just once again very aware of my mortality, the mortality of others. And I just feel like I'm changing. Not necessarily for the worst. It's amazing, like, what you remember randomly. Like, I remember my mom, she used to tell me this quite a bit, actually. And I used to be ashamed of it, but she'd always be like, you know, you could never handle any of the things, the pressures that I've handled. And it made me feel weak. But as I'm getting older, like in my head, the conversation I wish I could have with her, I would tell her, you're absolutely right. It is atrocious that you had to handle the things that you had to handle at the age that you had to handle. And I don't think I have that amount of resilience in me. But, like, I'm still fucking valid. That doesn't... That's it. Just, I'm valid. Like, I don't need to try and be a superhero. And, you know, for my daughter, for my son, my main goal is just to make sure that they're able to live their lives and not have to have as many obstacles. Like, that's just been the main thing. Like, that when it comes to sex work, when you see mothers in sex work, and that's a majority of us, we're... When you become a mother, you lose value in the regular workforce, and oftentimes you're pushed out, honestly. If you want to be a decent mom. That's how I feel about it. We're just trying to provide a normal life, because that most of us didn't have it. We always, like, my mom tried. I'm surprised my mom didn't get into sex work. Or maybe she did. I don't know. I mean, she worked a lot. But I remember visiting her various jobs. I kind of think that maybe her life would have been better if she had. Could have gotten her the stability that she needed. Yeah, but she was too much of a prude. And that's not to... Maybe I should be religious prude. I don't know. My mother equated... Like, she had so much connection of, like, shame and sex together. I think that's why I've always just been, like, a staunch, like, heathen. Seeing how much my mother hated her body, especially being a bigger woman. Being a woman that, even though she could look white, she didn't look white. She was like, she's a Latina woman. Like, there was just so much shame around all of it. And I was not having it. Like, we don't live long enough. And, like, look, my mom, she didn't even, most of her relationships were just absolutely horrible with pieces of shit men who pretended to be religious. But we're really just, like, misogynistic womanizers. Like, I don't even remember what I was, like, trying to get at. I'm over here just, like, randomly going off. But, I mean, this is... I probably shouldn't say this here and just kind of keep it in therapy, but it is what it is. But anyway, working moms... In sex work, we just want better futures for our kids. And most of the time, a lot of us don't have the, you know, the social network, the financial support of somebody else in order to do that. Like, you know, I remember once I tried leaving my husband. This sounds kind of pathetic because I think if I worked hard enough back then, and I wish I had the understanding I have now of who he is, because back then, even like 2-3 years ago, I had a lot of hope. I thought that he could really still love me, but I didn't realize he was lying to me. He just wanted like a safety blanket. That is what I am. But anyway, I didn't have anybody. I tried calling my uncle and being like, look, can I come to you? Can me and my kids come to you? I need somewhere to go. I need to get out. I don't have enough in order to move. Even then, the work that I had done, there's no paper trail for it. Can I come to you? And the long pause and the, no, I don't have any space. Knowing that I didn't have my mom either. She was, in 2019, she was also, no, this didn't happen in 2019. This happened 2021. Yeah, she was already gone by then. But like, there's no aunt to go to, no uncle, no parents, no grandparents. Just feeling like truly orphaned and truly stuck. It's hard. And there's a lot of people that live like that. And we have to make hard decisions. Like, I've always talked about being a consensualized sex worker. But at the end of the day, even if I chose regular work, it's simply because I have no choice. I have a choice in the type of work, but I don't have a choice in not being exploited, because there's no army behind me. And there are a lot of sex workers like that. It's not necessarily that they have a pimp or they don't have a pimp. It's that not having support, not having family or even friends, it just leaves you very vulnerable. Like, you're already and always on one leg. You're never on two. You know, maybe all of this is the reason why, after working with these kids, I realized that I want to be in education. I do really want to be in local government. Because I know that there are little children, generations that are already existing that are going to end up like me and like others like me. And sadly, there are going to be a lot of people, a lot of kids that grow into young adults that just get swallowed up into these exploitive industries. Like, I feel like at times I got support, but I never got consistent support. And especially when I was being groomed and regularly fucked by a 27 year old man who had no rhyme or reason for investing in me as a partner, but he took up a lot of my time, and I was just a child that basically, and you know what, some people might fight me and be like, well, 17, you're not a child, you're almost legal, you're like, you're basically an adult. I say that's bullshit. I didn't know how to do taxes. I wasn't driving. I didn't know how to manage a household. I barely knew how to feed myself. I didn't even do my own laundry until my junior year. Like midway through my junior year. I was playing around with makeup. I didn't know what I wanted to do career-wise. I had no idea how to make a resume. And I'm not saying that these are the only things that make you an adult, but I didn't know how to function as an adult. I had a parent that would do these things. And like, especially now, having been 27, and now I'm about to be 30. When I look at 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds, even 20-year-olds, you know what? My brother's 23. I see a baby. As soon as they start talking, you see the youthful eagerness in their eyes. Like, it really makes me angry because I know that, like, they're actual predators. Like, it's so much more obvious now. Oh, there's just so much. But anyway, like I said, all that shit, I don't want other kids going through it, but sadly, suffering is every day. I don't think that, like, I don't have this grand idea that I can stop horrible things from happening to young children. But I do think on a smaller scale, like, helping to advocate for more resources so that life isn't such shit for people that don't automatically have them. Do I not have... Oh, there is water in my thing to wipe the windshield. It'll just... It's worth it. Ah, oh, fuck. I left it on. I've rambled. And I need to go get coffee. I hope this fucking made sense. There's been a lot of thoughts, guys. A lot of thoughts. A lot of back and forths in my mind lately. A lot of decision fatigue. I'm not at the best time in my life, but it's not the worst. Like, it's so cliche, and like I've heard it 1,000 times. Or someone's like, well, oh, the knowledge, like, the reason education is important is because the knowledge that you have, nobody can ever take it away from you. And I used to be like, you know what, bitch, that's so stupid. But as I've gotten older, and I'm not going to say education in the formal way, but for me, the education of life that I've earned in between 17 and almost 30 years old now, I'm 29, I'm very grateful for it. I feel like I'm looking with a different set of eyes. And I really hope that I have the opportunity to grow older. So that I can see what the world will look like to me with even older, more mature eyes. I really want to get older. I don't know why I just had this feeling like I might not be able to. It's just probably just anxiety. But I didn't think I'd make it to 29. But here I am. It's a positive. It really is. As much as life can be a shit sandwich, there's still a lot of positives. And part of it is because I have to find them, being a parent, so that I can help my kids move forward. But genuinely, you know, life's okay. I hope you guys are doing good. I'm gonna listen back to this, hopefully. I don't sound like, nonsensical. My worst fear is still, it's not as in the front of my mind, but, like, I go back and I listen to an episode and I just sound like, blah, 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 blah. Or, like, apple, concrete, or, like, just some random shit. Like, I think that I'm talking and yet it doesn't, it's actually nothing. Oh, my God. Anyway. That was another episode of The Funny Prostitute. You have a good day.